Thomas Hardy's fascination with his controversial heroine Tess the D'Urbervilles is brought to life in a new installation at Max Gate, the house Hardy built in Allington Avenue in Dorchester. In the study, where he wrote what many believe to be his greatest novel, the National Trust reveals some of the fascinating stories behind the book. Initially published in 1891 as a serialisation in The Graphic magazine, the novel attracted some vitriolic reviews. The author Robert Louis Stevenson described Tess as one of the worst, weakest, least sane, most vulgar books I have yet to read. And newspapers declared that it threatened the moral fibre of young readers. Feeling the need to defend Tess from his critics when the novel was published in book form, Hardy added the subtitle, A Pure Woman, an act his biographer Claire Tomalin describes as undoubtedly intended to be a red rag to the delicate-minded, and they complained bitterly. Hardy admitted to being obsessed with his heroine. In a letter to a friend, he wrote, "I am so truly glad that Tess the Woman has won your affections. I too lost my heart to her as I went on with her history." Hardy's first wife, Emma, also mentioned her husband's obsession with Tess as a character in her letters, saying, "He understands only the women he invents, the others not at all."